Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claims Jewish ancestry at Hanukkah party. By Joel B. Polak on December 10, 2018. Representative-elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, claims Sunday night at a Hanukkah party in New York that she has Jewish ancestry. A very, very long time ago, generations and generations ago, my family consisted of Sephardic Jews, during the Spanish Inquisition. So many people were forced to convert on the exterior to Catholicism, but on the interior continued to practice their faith. Some of those people landed in Puerto Rico, she told a left-wing group, Jews for Racial and Economic Justice. At Hanukkah event with at Jay Franikin in moving speech, at Ocasio 2018 shares that her family were Sephardic Jews who fled to Puerto Rico. So many of our destinies are tied beyond our understanding. pic.twitter.com/68jekfund. Tali Krupkin, at Tali Krupkin, December 10, 2018. During the Inquisition, Spanish Jews were expelled or forced to convert to Christianity, on pain of death. Some converted but quietly maintained their Jewish faith, often seeking refuge in the New World, where they were less likely to be exposed and punished. The Jewish Virtual Library notes, original links. Though officially forbidden from settling in Puerto Rico through much of its history, Jews managed to settle on the island as secret Jews, also called Marranos, Conversos, or Crypto-Jews. Jewish immigration to Puerto Rico began in the 15th century. Though the community could not flourish as Judaism was prohibited by the Spanish Inquisition and the first synagogue was not established until a few hundred years later. In recent years, many people in the former Spanish New World, including the American Southwest, have discovered that they have Jewish ancestry. Often, their families maintained Jewish customs across the centuries, such as lighting candles on Friday night, which marks the start of the Jewish Sabbath. Ocasio-Cortez did not mention that her family had practiced such traditions, nor did she describe her family history with any degree of specificity. Later, on Twitter, she appeared to suggest that she may simply have shared Jewish ancestry with other Puerto Ricans in general, whom she described as a mix of cultures. Before everyone jumps on me, yes, culture isn't DNA. But to be Puerto Rican is to be the descendant of African Moors plus slaves, Taino Indians, Spanish colonizers, Jewish refugees, and likely others. We are all of these things and something else all at once. We are Boricua. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, at Ocasio 2018, December 10, 2018. Just because one concrete identity may not be how we think of ourselves today, nor how we were raised, it doesn't mean we cannot or should not honor the ancestors plus stories that got us here. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, at Ocasio 2018, December 10, 2018. If anything, the stories of our ancestry give us windows of opportunity to lean into others, to seek them out, and see ourselves, our histories, and our futures, tightly knit with other communities in a way we perhaps never before thought possible. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, at Ocasio 2018, December 10, 2018. Unlike Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, whose dubious claims of Native American ancestry were subject to DNA testing, Ocasio-Cortez's Jewish claims would be difficult to prove, or to disprove, without a detailed family history. Oddly, the Democratic Socialist from New York had never mentioned her Jewish ancestry before, at least not in public, even though it might have been politically helpful for her to do so. Another self-proclaimed Democratic Socialist from New York City, Julia Salazar, allegedly lied about her Jewish ancestry in running for a New York State Senate seat. She won anyway. Ocasio-Cortez has expressed anti-Israel views, supporting protests on the Gaza border in May that were organized by the Palestinian terror group Hamas, and calling for an end to the occupation of Palestine without specifying what she meant. She is also closely aligned with the Women's March, which has been accused of anti-Semitism for its links with Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.